It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire, and we are on a journey together to be invested in encouragement in a way that scatters seeds of hope around the world. I want to be your voice of encouragement that does this for you and for everybody that we encounter, because with a seed of hope, everything becomes possible. So we are going to be invested in these seeds of hope. And over the last few weeks, we've been talking about growing up our unique design by learning to talk butterfly. And it all started because I shared a meme several weeks ago that said, you can't talk butterfly to caterpillar people. Based off the book, Hope for the Flowers. It's a book I read when I was younger. It's a book I read on a regular basis. It's a very easy to read book, but it is about two caterpillars and how they are on a journey to discover what they're uniquely designed to do. So we've been working on this process of learning to talk butterfly. When you learn to talk butterfly, you have to go from being a caterpillar and untethering yourself in order to be able to transform into your unique design and then take flight. So that's what we're talking about today. We are, or for the next few days, we're talking about taking flight into our unique design by looking up, taking the leap, embracing the wings, being prepared, and going our own way. Today, we are focused on looking up. When we are going to take flight, we need to be looking at where we're going so we can take flight. If you want to fly, you need to get your eyes off of the ground. Just like we have to untether in order to be able to go from being a caterpillar to transforming into the butterfly, we have to look up if we are going to take flight. I joined the dive team when I was younger in order to meet my husband. I had met him when I was 12, but I was in pursuit of a date. And in order to be able to spend more time with him because he was older than me, I joined the dive team. Now, I had been on the swim team for years. I had never even considered the dive team. All I could do was one dive. Because I was on the swim team, I could do a forward dive. Now, because of my uncle and my flips off the bridges and whatnot, I could also do a back flip, but I didn't really consider that a competitive dive. Still, I joined the dive team because he was on the dive team. And what I learned was that if you want to really move the dive along, if you want to take flight, you cannot look down at the diving board. If you look down at the diving board, you cut your dive short. And trust me when I say I did that on more than one occasions before I finally learned that you really have to look up in order to get that elevation that you need. So when you look up, it keeps you forward focused. When you look up, it keeps you from facing down, obviously. When you look up, it keeps you lifted up. When you look up, it keeps you in the clouds, and in a good way in the clouds. And when you look up, it keeps you moving in the right direction. And all of these are so important if we're going to take flight into our possibilities, because we need that momentum to get us there. So the first thing that we need to think about is that looking up is going to keep you forward focused. When you are pursuing your big dream goals, when you are doing what you are uniquely designed to do that nobody else has done before, because you're designed to do it, And if it's your design, then it has to be your way. And so if you are the first one, then you can't be looking behind you all the time. Because nobody, there's nothing that's going to tell you what to do next. Behind you is behind you. It's gone. We have to stay looking up. When the boys were younger and we would take them hiking, we always told them that you had to be aware of what was in front of you. If you turn and look behind you when you're hiking, there's a good possibility you could walk straight off a cliff or at least fall down a hill. Ask my son. But when you are forward focused, when you have your head up, when you are looking into this next possibility, then there is less likely that the past, what's behind you, is going to trip you up. When you keep your forward focus, then you are not going to get caught in the what ifs, what could have beens, or the if onlys. Those are the worst trip ups that we can face when we're attempting to walk out our big unique design, because those are the strongest forces when it comes to what we have done or what we should have done or where we're going. They're the biggest forces stopping us. They're the biggest distractions keeping us from living out this amazing design. The only other thing that's more powerful is the Joneses. You know, what are they doing? What do they say? But when we keep our eyes up, when we keep when we keep looking up, then we are positioned to continue to move forward. And that's what we need to do. In order to reach our big dream goals, we have to be consistently moving forward, progressing forward. We don't have to be progressing. I'll give you that. We just have to be progressing, and keeping our eyes up, keeping our look up will allow us to make that progression. The second thing to think about is that when you are looking up, it keeps you from facing down. I mean, it seems simple. It seems obvious. It seems normal to consider that if you're looking up, you can't be looking down. But how often do we do this? Going back to the example of hiking, we need to be aware of what's in front of us. If you hike in the South, and there's warm weather, then you know that you need to be aware of what's in front of you. But you also need to be aware of what's coming up. And if you're just looking down all the time, you're going to run into a tree. I went to Happening when I was in high school, the first Happening in Alabama. One of the things they did to us was they put us in blindfolds and we walked around for 2 hours doing a trust walk. And it never failed. I kept running into limbs, and I couldn't understand why the people in front of me weren't running into these limbs, or at least letting me know. Somebody let me know, please, that there's a big tree in front of me before I run into it. But no, I just kept running into these limbs. Well, it turns out later, I found out that one of the guys that was supposed to be keeping us safe on this trust walk was sticking a stick in front of my face every few feet. So I wasn't actually running into limbs that nobody else was running into. No wonder the people in my group thought I had lost my ever-loving mind. But if we're looking down, we run into those limbs. Just like I was blindfolded, we cannot see what is ahead of us because we're too focused in the immediate. Don't get lost in looking too far ahead, or you miss what's in the immediate, but you have to find your balance, because when you are facing down, you cannot see what lies ahead. And you need to know what lies ahead. The third thing to think about when you're thinking of looking up is that looking up actually lifts you up. When you go through the process of looking up, you'll find that your whole body, your posture and everything shifts into a straighter, more upright position. Even just talking about it, I look up. I can't help it because it does that to you. When we are looking up, everything is lifted up. And when we're lifted up, we are positioned to do better, to do more. There is just something about being lifted up, being straight up, that strengthens the resolve to take that next step. When we're all kind of crumbled down and we're all kind of scrunched in, it's more difficult to move. But when we are lifted up, then we are positioned to move. And we have big dreams to pursue. We need to be positioned to move, because when we are positioned to move, when that opportunity arrives, we are ready. But if we're crouched down and we're closed in and we're closed off, we may not even see the opportunity, much less be prepared to pursue it. So when we look up, it lifts us up. And when we're lifted up, then we are ready. We are able to step into that possibility. Or even better, we are prepared to make way, not only for our possibility, but for the possibilities of the people that are coming behind us. So we become a conduit of possibilities just simply by looking up, because it lifts us up. The fourth thing I want you to think about is that when you look up, you actually are keeping yourself in the clouds. And I think that's an amazing thing. I think that's a great thing. Not everybody would agree with me, but I think that we need to spend more time in the clouds. When you are focused on the clouds, you can imagine things that you can't imagine if you don't allow yourself to go there. You can imagine images in the clouds. You can stand out on the deck and imagine what the people walking down below you are doing or thinking or saying. Around our house, we spend a lot of time having conversations for the birds on the porch or for the dog. And poor dog, I know he hates it, but it still happens. And we imagine. And that's what I mean by looking up keeps you in the clouds. It allows your imagination to take flight. And when your imagination takes flight, you're not going to be too far behind. Our imagination stretches our boundaries. It stretches the possibilities. It stretches our gifts and talents and abilities into places that we probably never considered that they could go. Because now we're daring to dream. We're daring to see possibilities. We're daring to see things that were not there. We're daring to see things that aren't there as though they are. And when we do that, then we are able to put in the energy and put in the resources and put in the belief that requires us to take the steps that make it happen. But if we never imagine, if we never dream it, it can never become it. We can never walk out a path that we don't dare to dream first. When we dare to dream it and then we invest in that dream, it becomes a belief. And when we truly believe it, deep down in our heart, where it's settled down into our nowhere and nobody can shake it free, and we begin to live out that belief, then nothing, nobody on this earth can stop us from living out our big dream goals. But again, big dream is kind of essential. So when we look up, we lift ourselves up into the clouds. We lift ourselves into imagination. We dare to dream. So we need to be looking up in order to dream. Finally, when you are looking up, then you are keeping yourself moving in the right direction. I always think about horses when I think about looking up. Because a horse, you know, especially race horses, they'll put the blinders on them. And they put the blinders on them not because of anything other than they want their attention straight ahead. They don't want them to get distracted. Horses can see almost all the way behind them. So it's no wonder they stay distracted. It's no wonder they jump at everything because they can literally see, you know, it's like an owl, except it's a horse. It's why some people think that horses were likely predators at some point in time. And if you've ever been bit or kicked by a horse, you'll believe it. But they keep the blinders on them. And how often do we get completely distracted by something over there? Or over there, or back there. If we have this forward focus mentality, if we are completely and totally leaning into that way, then the distractions no longer have control. If we truly, we have that belief in us, just like we talked about, it's settled down in our knowers and it's rooted inside us. It is part of who we are. Then the distractions, we have those blinders on. The distractions don't come into play. We are forward facing, forward moving. Tally ho. Let's go. Let's get it done. And that's what happens with that kind of focus. We can get it done because we're focused on getting it done. Now, we've talked in the past about focus flexibility, and I still think that that's important, but that doesn't change our momentum, our progression, because just because you have to twist a little or turn a little doesn't mean that you're not continuing to move forward. It doesn't mean that you are not looking up and keeping yourself going in the right direction. It just means that life happened. And life does happen. So we have to be okay with bending now and then. But we keep that focus. We keep that focus so that we can bring to life those big dream goals that we've set. The more we invest in looking up, the more we dare to keep our eyes up, the more we position ourselves to take flight. And we are designed to fly. You are designed to fly. You have it in you right now to take flight. When you invest in your unique design, when you believe in your unique design, when you dare to live out your unique design, look up and lift off. When you look up, you keep your forward focus. When you look up, it keeps you from facing down. When you look up, it keeps you lifted up. When you look up, you hang out in the clouds. And when you look up, you keep moving in the right direction. Dare to look up today. See what you can see and then take flight. If you are struggling in any way to understand your unique design, or if you just want to have a chat, join me over at katherinelang.com or growinghoperadio.com or snarkyrainbows.com. You can find a little button up there. Just click it and schedule a free chat with me today. I am Katherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire. I know that you are designed on purpose and for a purpose, and I am here to encourage you in this journey. Reach out, say hello, and let's get connected so that you can begin to take flight into your possibilities. Until next time, remember that in all that you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, find a way to be blessed, and in all that you're doing, to be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.